Welcome to Grace and Glory Audio, featuring Pastor P.G. Matthew. Today, Pastor Matthew brings us a word from John 17, entitled, Jesus Prays for Us, preached September 20th, 2020. If you have your Bible with you, please turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 17, beginning with verse 9.
Jesus is praying for us. This means we are blessed of God. We are the elect of God. Christ is praying for us. Holy Spirit is praying for us. The church is praying for us. Blessed people, sir. We are rich in God and God's family. We lack nothing. Listen, in the eternal council of the triune God, before the creation of the world, God the Father gave us the elect. God gave us to His Son that He may become man in the fullness of time, that He may die for our sins in our place to accomplish our redemption. This happened in the eternal council. The Son agreed. The Holy Spirit also agreed to apply this redemption to each elect sinner. And I am looking at you. You are given in Christ in eternity, and you are blessed people. So the Father loves us. The Son loves us, the Holy Spirit loves us, and the devil hates us, and the world hates us. But Jesus triumphed over the devil and the world. Submit to God and resist the devil, and he shall flee from you. He knows he has been defeated by Jesus Christ. We are loved by the triune God from eternity. Nothing can separate us from God's everlasting love. Death cannot separate us. The Father gave His Son, Jesus Christ, all authority to save us. In time, the elect are hearing the gospel. The gospel call, and the Holy Spirit is regenerating them, giving us a new heart to understand, to will, to do God's will, and to feel the same way God wants us to feel, even rejoicing in tribulations also, knowing that tribulations produce endurance, endurance, character, character, hope of the glory of God. The Father gave His Son, Jesus Christ, all authority to save us. In time, the elect are hearing the gospel call, and the Holy Spirit is regenerating them that they may repent and trust in Christ and be saved forever, indwelt by the Holy Spirit. Theology, sir. The elect are not many but few. Your father may not be elect. Your mother may not be elect. But you are elect. You are hearing the word of God. Jesus said, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to eternal destruction. And many enter through it, in hell, in fire, in torment, in agony. I don't understand hell, but I believe it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to eternal life. Only a few find it. We are few. Saint Paul said, and you read in Jeremiah 23 verse 3 about remnant. Isaiah cries out concerning Israel, though the number of the Israelites be like the sand of the sea, only the remnant will be saved. That means what, sir? We are the remnant. We are not many, sir. When the truth is preached, many do not want to hear it. Few will hear it and love it. Ecclesia means the church, the company of those whom God calls out of the world to be the light of the world. Point number one, sir. We are God's elect from eternity. John 17:2. For you, Father, granted Jesus authority over all people, that he, Jesus, might give eternal life to all those who have been given to him. 5 times in John 17 we read this. The Father gave us to the Son to save us from our sin. Our Father in heaven, in eternity, gave us to Jesus to save us and give us eternal life. And if you don't like it, you are not elect. You are not remnant. John 17:6. I have revealed you to those whom you have given me out of the world. We were in the world. We were doing our own thing in the world. We were sinners. And God called us to be saints, holy ones. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have, sir, they have obeyed your word. In other words, you are not a remnant if you don't obey the word. The eternally called people obey Jesus Christ. John 17:9, I pray for them. I am not praying for the world. He is praying for you. Make sure he is praying for you by believing the gospel. I am not praying for the world. Who rules the world? 1 John 5:19, the devil rules the world. The thief, he comes to steal, kill and destroy in hell unbelieving people. John 17:24, Father, I want those you have given me to be with me. That is our eternal destiny, where I am, and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Theology, sir, Romans 8:29-30. For those God foreknew, Professor John Murray said what, sir? Foreloved. It is correct. God foreloved you. Make it personal, sir. Not your mother. Not your rich father. For those God foreknew, foreloved, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son. We are going to be like Jesus Christ, our elder brother, so that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called, that means effectually. Effectual means you will come to him in repentance and faith. And if you don't come, you are damned. From eternity, you are damned. Those he called, he also justified. Those who he justified, he also glorified. Our destiny, sir, glory. Ephesians 1:3-4, listen. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. When you believe in Jesus Christ, you are blessed with all the blessings imaginable. For he chose us in him, in Jesus, before the creation of the world, to be holy and blameless in his sight. God's people are chosen before the creation of the world. They are blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ, that we may live a holy life. If you are not living a holy life, you cannot be certain about your calling and election. And in this church, we teach every believer must obey Jesus Christ, as Jesus obeyed God the Father. Point number two, sir. Christ died for our sins. Jesus said in John 4:34, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and finish his work. Work of accomplishing redemption. John 17:4, I have brought you glory on earth. That's your purpose too, by obedience. I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. What is the work? Accomplish redemption. By his obedience, and finally, he died in our place for our sins. John 19:30, when he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." What is finished? The work of redemption is finished by his death on the cross. Tetelestai, perfect passive indicative, it is finished. It is finished forever. Redemption accomplished. 2 Corinthians 5:19 and 21, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. He died in our place for our sins. Not counting men's sins against them. God made him who had no sin perfect to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Jeremiah 23:6, and it says, "The Lord our righteousness." We gave him all our sins, and he gave us his perfect righteousness. And we read in Romans 13:14, "Clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the lust of the flesh." In other words, the world sees Jesus when they look at Christians. They behave as light of the world. They don't fornicate. They don't glory in money. And 1 Corinthians 2 verse 2, "For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except what, sir? Christ. Jesus Christ and him crucified." We glory in the cross. Christ died for my sins. All my sins, he died. And 1 Peter 2:24 says, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, on the cross, so that we might die to sin." I say no to sin daily, sir. The devil is against me. He wants me to sin. Die to sins and live for righteousness. We obey Jesus Christ. By his wounds we have been healed, saved. As God's saints, we say no to sin and yes to righteousness by the power of the Holy Spirit who dwells in us, eternal Spirit, person, third person of the Trinity. He gives me power to say no to sin and yes to righteousness. In Adam, we became non posse, non peccare. Not possible not to sin. And now our condition is posse, non peccare. Possible not to sin by Holy Spirit's power. Ye shall receive power, dunamis. Then the Holy Spirit comes upon you. We cannot live Christian life without the Holy Spirit. So So double transaction. What is double transaction, sir? He died for our sins. We gave him sins. And he gives us his perfect righteousness. It is called what, sir? Double transaction. Third point, sir. Christ prays for us. And his prayer is effectual. John 17:9, I pray for them. I am not praying for the world. They are non-elect. How do you know they are non-elect? They will not repent or believe in Jesus Christ. They trust in money, sir. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. Romans 8:34, who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life. Resurrection proves that he was sinless. A sinning Jesus cannot save you. He must die. He is at the right hand of God. And now listen. And he is also interceding for us, praying for us. He prayed for us in time. He is praying for us now. In heaven, Christ is praying for us. And on earth, Holy Spirit is praying for us. Romans 8:27, and he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with the will of God. And I told you, Father hears the prayers of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Therefore, our salvation is secure indeed. Eternal, what, sir? Security. We believe in eternal security. Point number four. The elect are protected. They are secure. Listen. John 10:28, 10:29, I give them eternal life. They shall never perish. And no one can snatch them out of my hand. God is infinite. God is almighty. God is personal. And nobody can snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. The devil can try, but he cannot snatch them. Christ defeated the devil by his death. 1 John 3:8 and Hebrews 2:14 and 15. So John 17:11, I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world. Therefore Satan can attack them, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are. See, we are one, sir. We love one another. We belong to the family of God. There is no discrimination in God's church. And I added a fourth mark of the church, that people talk to each other, finding out their need, and we will provide their need. And then we say, get a job. Why? God said you must work 6 days. John 17:12, while I was with them, I protected them and keep them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the damned one, Judas Iscariot, because he was damned from eternity. But he chose that person. None has been lost except the doomed to destruction, the one doomed to destruction, so that the scripture would be fulfilled. Judas was not an elect. I am an elect, sir, and you are an elect. If you persevere to the end, there is a classic sermon of mine. All four soils are in the church. Eventually, the first three will go out. John 17:15, my prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the devil. We are protected from the devil. He will attack us, but he will never succeed. Father protects the elect. Son protects the elect. Holy Spirit protects the elect. Devil is defeated forever by Christ's death and resurrection. So James 4:7 says, submit to God, that means obey God, resist the devil and he shall flee from you. Point number 5. The elect love one another sacrificially. I don't worship money. When God comes in, money goes out. That is my story. All the believers, Acts 2:44 and 45, all the believers were together and had everything in common, selling their possessions and goods. They gave to anyone as he had need. I have a sermon about divine guidance. One point is, think ahead that you are going to get married and you will have children and you must support, therefore you must go to school and study hard and get a job. Think ahead. Not after you are married and had children and all of a sudden you find out what? You don't have a job. Acts 4:32-37. All believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they shared everything they had. Joseph, a Levite called Barnabas, sold a field he owned and brought the money and put at the apostles' feet. Yeah, we take care of our people, sir. 1 John 3:16-18, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? He is a fake. And such people are in the church, fake believers. 1 John 4:19-21, We love because He first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen, cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command, whoever loves God must love also his brother. Sacrificially, sir. And you read 1 Corinthians 16, verse 1 through 4, Saint Paul was collecting money from Corinth and other places because poor saints in Jerusalem was in need. Point number six, the elect will do five things. They will hear the gospel preached with total attention. They believe the gospel. The Philippian jailer asked, what must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. They believe the gospel. They obey the gospel. And we don't like to obey the gospel. We want the gospel minus obedience. 1 John 2, 3 through 6. We know that we have come to know Him if we obey His commands. You want to fornicate and being in the church? You are not a Christian. You want to be a bum being in the church? No, you are not a Christian. The man who says, I know him, but does not do what he commands, is a liar. And the truth is not in him. But if anyone obeys his word, God's love is truly made complete in him. This is how we know we are in Him. Whoever claims to live in Him must obey as Jesus did. A church that doesn't teach obedience to Jesus Christ is a synagogue of Satan. It's a devil's church. Hear the gospel, believe the gospel, obey the gospel, suffer for the gospel. Romans 8, 18, I consider that our present sufferings, plural, are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Romans 5, 3 through 5, not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings. Because we know that suffering produces nothing else, not prosperity, not a lot of money. All of a sudden you have a disease and you pray. Nothing matters. Suffering produces endurance. Endurance, character. And character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out His love in abundance into our hearts. We live through sufferings through the power of the Holy Spirit. And we die in faith. And finally, we are saved by the gospel. If you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Jesus is Lord, infinite God Almighty. All authority is given to Him. And we confess He is Lord. This is covenant theology. And who are you? A born slave of Jesus Christ. Everyone in the church is a born slave of Jesus Christ to hear and do His will. And if you are not obedient, then you are not saved. PPP means what? Obey your parents, obey your pastors, obey the police people. When they speak, they are speaking with God's authority. He is Lord, and you are grass, you are clay, you are nothing. But God's love drew you, and we joyfully obey God. If you love me, you will obey my commands. What verse is that, sir? John 14:15. That is correct. Jesus learned obedience by the things He suffered and became the author of salvation to all who obey Him. Obedience is not optional. Children, obedience is not optional. If you don't obey, you are a son of the devil. You are unsaved. And what is the final point, sir? Seventh point. Our destiny is what?
Glory.
John 17:24, Father, I want those You have given Me, that is in eternity past, to be with Me where I am and to see My glory. We will be glorified to be with the Lord, to see His glory forever. And so, ordo salutis, what does that mean, sir?
Order of salvation.
Steps of salvation. First, foreloved in eternity. Second, predestined in eternity. Third, called in time. Regenerated. Fourth, repenting, believing, justified, adopted, sanctified in time. And what is lacking? Glorified. It's going to take place in eternity. Our destiny is what, sir?
Glory.
Glory! And let me read to you, sir. Revelation 19:6-8. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give Him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come. We were nothing. We were clay. We were grass. We were sinners. Now we are the bride of Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our destiny is glory, sir. For our Lord God Almighty reigns, let us rejoice and be glad and give Him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and His bride, the church, has made herself ready. fine linen, bright and clean, was given to her. All our good works are produced by us through God. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do His good pleasure. Don't glory in your obedience. You obeyed because God enabled you to obey. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of the saints. And finally, sir, let me read Revelation 21, 1 through 4. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. New heaven, new earth, where dwells righteousness. No more sin, no more tears, no more death. And there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. Who is our husband? Lord Jesus Christ. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men, and He will live with them. They will be His people. Most Christians will not make it. They are the first three soils. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. God Himself will be with them and be their God forever. Let us receive comfort from the word spoken. We are God's elect from eternity. Christ died for our sins. We sinned, Christ died. Christ prays for us. We are always protected. The elect love God and love one another. Elect will hear, believe, and obey, and suffer and be saved. The elect destiny is glory.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we can not persevere, but thank God your Holy Spirit dwells in us. And He will enable us to do your will. And the Holy Spirit is applying this redemption to every elect. Thank God for blessing us. We are a blessed people. We thank you and praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Grace Valley Christian Center is committed to the unchanging truth of the Holy Scriptures. We have been proclaiming the whole counsel of God since 1974 through our weekly worship services, our website resources, and our publishing ministry. For more information about our church, to find more edifying sermons, or to order books by the Reverend P.G. Matthew, please visit our website at gracevalley.org.